Okay. So officially, this chabura is going to be on Siman Kavav, but you don't need to have done Siman Kavav to understand it. It's really everyone that knows this concept already. Chaticha Ata Nasas Nevela. And we're going to basically not have Shir this coming week and the following week because the time is Esther. So this is going to be a very good. I mean, if you're here, I'll give Shir. We know that. But, Right. Okay. So let's begin. This is going to be on Chana Bishari Surim, which is really going to be associated with Siman Kavav, but everyone really knows the basics in order to do it. So let's begin with the background. We know that Chaticha Atzmas Nasa Nevela is definitely applicable by Basra Chalav. This is Mavur in the Gemara in Chulin, Mishnah Chulin, Kufchas Amin Aleph, where the Gemara says that if you have a Tipas Chalav that falls onto a piece of meat and it's nosing tam into the piece of meat, it becomes a Chefza of Basra Chalav, Isser Machmas Atzmo. And the Gemara says, Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela. We view the Basra Chalav as if it's a piece of Nevela. And there are two consequences, two ramifications of this halacha. The first one is Nogea, more Basra Chalav, but we'll just mention it in passing. The first one is that once you cook the Basra Chalav together, and you have your Shir Kazayas of Basra Chalav, comes along the Gemara and says that as long as you eat a chati zayis of the chalav and a chati zayis of the basar, even though you're not eating a complete zayis of the chalav or the basar, but just chati of each, that will be mitzarif to your shir kazayis. Because iser machmas atzmo, chaticha atzmas nasa devela, means that the shame iser of basar chalav is chal on the ingredients of the basar chalav, and as long as you eat a chati of each, you have eaten the shame iser of basar chalav. Chaticha atzmas nasa devela gives you a shir of a kazayis. It makes it intrinsically awesome. Okay. The second ramification, which is what we're used to and what we are accustomed to, is the fact that the sheer bittel that is necessary to counteract this basar v'chalav is a sheer bittel against the entire chaticha. So the mashal, if you have a chaticha of basar which has absorbed an ounce of chalav, and the entire chaticha is 10 ounces, if you are now throw this into a new pot, the sheer bittel can't be only against the 1 ounce of milk. You need to go against the total chaticha, which is 10 ounces. The sheer bittel has to go connected the entirety of the chaticha because the halacha of chaticha atzmas nevela increases the volume that we have of iser. We now have a sheer iser basar v'chalav on the entire chaticha. So two ramifications by basar v'chalav. Number one, the sheer kazayis. That is a basar v'chalav issue, which we'll do next year for those who haven't done it. And the second one, which is what we are focusing on, is the sheer bittel of shishim has to go keneged the entire chaticha. That's basar b'chalav, leis man de polig, that's how basar b'chalav works. The question becomes, chanan by shar isurim. Do we apply the same principle of chaticha asa nasa nevela by shar isurim? So case in point, you, let's say, have a nevela that was nosin tam into a chaticha of heter. Now let's pretend this is heter. Chaticha of heter, and the nevela is the 1 ounce. Do we say chaticha atzmanas nevela? Do we say chanan? Now you know what it stands for, chanan. Do we say that this chaticha of heter becomes intrinsically usur, and therefore, if you throw it into another pot, the sheer bittel will have to go against the 10 and not just against the 1 ounce of nevela? Or no? Do we say that the only thing that's usur about this chaticha is the 1 ounce of nevela, the tam of the nevela? The fact that it's hosted by a chaticha of heter, the heter molecules don't become intrinsically usur. If you throw it into a pot, the sheer bittel only needs to go against the balua, keneged habalua. That is the main nafkamina, the main ramification between whether or not we apply the principle of chanan by shari surim or not. And this is subject to a machlokes rishonim. Rabbeinu Ephraim and the rishonim, basically the poske sfarad who follow Shitas Rabbeinu Ephraim, say that the principle of chaticha atzmanas nevela is restricted to the shem iser of basar v'chalav. And Rabbeinu Ephraim explains himself, this is in Tosfos and Daf Kuf, that there's a conceptual chilek between basar v'chalav and shari surim. When it comes to basar v'chalav, the Torah said that when you take two independent entities of heter, basar and chalav, and you are mevash them together, the Torah asserted this as a new chefza of iser called basar v'chalav. Each one originally was heter. When they were combined, the Torah asked for this combination. So by definition, the mahus of this iser is to aser this intrinsic combination together. The entire ingredients become intrinsically aser. But, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, when it comes to shari surin, nevela, chelev, trefa, and that's no same time into a chaticha of heter, the Torah never says that there's an iser of eating a combination of nevela and heter, or nevela and meat, nevela and water. The Torah only asked nevela. The Torah only asked the shame iser of nevela. So says Rabbeinu Ephraim, if you absorb a blia of nevela, tam of nevela, in this chaticha, hagam, that practically you can't eat it because of tam kikr, it's tam shel iser, yo. But in terms of the volume of that iser, in terms of the volume, the only thing that's asr is nevela. The Torah only asr this blue dot. The Torah never asr the chaticha of heter in it for itself. So when you throw it into a new pot, you only need 60 against the nevela. You don't need 60 against the actual host of chaticha, which is of heter. There's a conceptual chiluk between the two. This is Rabbeinu Ephraim's main objection, besides for other ayahs, against applying chanan b'shari surim to shari surim. Chanan does not apply to shari surim. It's restricted to bas v'chalav. And in a chanami, there is a gemara daf kuf that mentions the words chaticha asma nasa nevela, and Rabbeinu Ephraim reads that gemara differently. Not only Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Rambam in Machalos Asuras tests. He brings down the halacha that you need a shear bittel against basar v'chalav, against the entirety of the chaticha, but he makes no mention of requiring a shear bittel against an entire chaticha that absorbed nevela. So the Magen Mishnah is medayik from the Rambam that he left this out because the Rambam does not hold a chanan by shari surim. He only holds it by basar v'chalav. Therefore, it was not necessary to mention the shear bittel by shari surim. Of course, you only go against the balua. So not only do we have Rabbeinu Ephraim, we even have the Rambam, and the Rashman Torah Sabayis, and the Chumash Rashman Chelik Av Tav Tari Hei, also paskins this way, that we don't say Chanan by Shari Surim. And finally, the Torah says, B'Shem Adoni Avi Arash, also that there's no Chanan by Shari Surim. For anyone everyone here did Taroves, where do we find in the Rush that he rejects Chanan by Shari Surim? The Torah doesn't tell us where it is. The Beis Yosef gives us an option of where it may be. 29 and right, exactly. If you recall the shach, this is an essay question, by the way, on the Rosh Hashanah's test. In general, he likes to use this question. But just stop. He wants to know how do you answer up for the Ramah? Why he didn't comment on Tzadi Ches at the very end of that on Siv test. Why is it that by the 29 and 30 case, where we say Yisur Mevatin Zedzeh, Shrimp of the Dam and the Chelev already answered each one and Chananed it, so you shouldn't be able to use Shishim? So the Rashach gives a few terutzim. But who is the man, the Amar of that Meimra? That's the Rush. There's no Kasha on the Rush, says the Beis Yosef, because the Torah tells us, we see from this Rush, that there is no Chanan by Shari Surim. So it comes out, Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Torah B'Shem, the Rush, all hold that there is only Chanan by Basar V'Chalav and not by Shari Surim. Questions? Good. However, we know that there's a major Bar Pukta. Tosos, Rabbeinu Tam, the Baalei Tosos in general, Sefer Truman, Simich Samich, the Mordechai, Tofrei Shadi Zayin, the Ran, Chulin, Lam, and Hamabes, all paskin against this sheet of Rabbeinu Ephraim, and they extend the halach of Chanan not only to Bas V'Chalav, but also to Shar Isurim. So we have a fundamental machlokes Rishonim. What do we say about Chanan by Shar Isurim? Everyone agrees, Leisman Depal by Bas V'Chalav, does it apply to Shar Isurim? Rabbeinu Ephraim, everyone beikvosav reject Chanan by Shari Surim. You only need Shishim keneged the Balua. Mashenkin, can the Baalei Tosos say that it's Chanan by Shari Surim and you need Shishim keneged the entire Chaticha. Okay, this is the background of the Machlokas. Now there's a big, massive Kasha that is asked on Tosos and the Baalei Tosos who said there's no Chanan by Shari Surim, which by definition is a Raya to Rabbeinu Ephraim. And the way in which Mahalach 2, the camp of Rishonim who hold of Chanan b'Shari Surim, respond back to that Raya, gives us two different visions for how to understand Chanan b'Shari Surim lefi these Rishonim. So let's understand the Raya. The Raya is a little bit ambiguous. Some of you have heard it before, but I drew it on the board, but let's get it clear, and then we'll see how they answer the Kasha. This is brought down by Tosfos Daf Kuf as a Raya to Rabbeinu Ephraim and as a Kasha on himself. So the Gemara Nazir Lama Zayin Beis brings down from the Parsha of Klei Medyan, Laman Aleph Chof Gimel, that Klai Yisrael in the Midbar were Mitzuvah to be machshir kelim that they looted from Midian. Okay? So, anything that comes with in contact with H has to be done through Liban, and it comes down through Maim has to be done through Haggalah. Now, there's a major concern when you do Haggalah for Hachshir Kelim. Whenever you put a kli into the hot water, the bubbling water, the kli shel iser, you put into hot water, so we have a chashash that Hagam, that you are able to purge the bliyas from the kli, but it'll just go right back into the kli. So what did you accomplish by expelling the bliyas and doing Haggalah to the kli? It'll go into the water and it'll come right back. So the only option that you have, at least midoraisa, for how to circumvent this issue is by having shishim. If you have shishim in the water of the Mei Haggalah, so even if bliyas come out into the water, they'll become batel, and the fact that they go back will not hurt you because they're already batel in the water. Adkan, what you should do in order to do Haggalah. Okay? So Rabbeinu Tam says the following. Bishlama, if I have a small kaf shel iser, and I put it into a larger kli, in order to be machshir this kli of iser, of this spoon. So it's possible to have shishim against the bliyas, and any bliyas that come out of the spoon into the water will become batel, and the kli can become kasher. But, says Tosos, what am I going to do about a kli shel iser that's too large to be placed into another kli? It's a kli shel iser, but it can't be put into anything else. The only option to be magil such a kli is by filling it up itself with hot water. But by definition, we know there's a Kabbalah, this is a Hanacha Pshuta, that you can never have shishim in the water of a pot, connected the volume of that pot that's holding that water. Shishim, you can never have shishim in the contents of a pot connected to the pot itself. So says Rabbeinu Tam, I have a big kasha on me. If I have a kli shel iser that can't be placed into anything else, how is the Torah mitzaveh Klal Yisrael to be machshir this kli? I can't put shishim. What will happen? The bliyas will come out, and they'll go right back in. What did I accomplish? Says Tosfos, this is a riot to Rabbeinu Ephraim. Because Bishlam Lefi Rabbeinu Ephraim, who doesn't hold the Chanan by Shari Surim, we have a way out. We have a method for a solution. What you'll do, you'll be machshir the kli, bliyas will come out. It's true, some will be put back into the kli, but you'll empty out the water. Whatever bliyas came out, you emptied out, and then you'll do it again. And you'll repeat this over and over again until you know definitively that all the bliyas came out of the kli shel iser. Eventually, all the bliyas will come out. It's just that you have a chashas, it'll reabsorb. So you do it multiple times repeatedly. Every time you do it, a little more bliyas come out, a little more bliyas come back in, but some do come out. You'll spill out the water and do it again, and spill it out and do it again until you completely remove all the bliyas from the pot. Because according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, there's no new iser ever happening. There's no such thing as Chanan. But, says Tosfos, Lefi, me, I hold of Chanan b'shari surim. So what will happen? Every time I machshir this kli, bliyas will come out, but the water will also become Chanan. And the water itself will go back into the kli. So it won't help me to keep on removing the water and repeating it multiple times. Because every time I kasher the kli, more water is becoming usser. And more water is coming usser. So there's no way to be machshir the kli in the midbar. So it says Tosfos, I have a bam raya for Rabbeinu Ephraim. I have a big kasha on myself for how to understand Chanan b'shari surim, because in the midbar, it's not possible to have a mitzvah, a klai shel, to be machshir a kli gadol. This is the raya for Rabbeinu Ephraim. Let's sit on this for a minute. Go ahead.
For a minute, if you don't need to have shishim with the water, can I get the kli?
So you should have shishim, but if you don't have shishim, it's okay. You don't have shishim, some will come out. And a chanami, Tom's kicker, after the water, but it's not chananing it, so you'll spill out whatever bliyas came out. The bliyas that went back into the kli, you'll have to do it again and again and again until it comes out. By definition, at some point, maybe on the fifth time or the seventh time, you'll have shishim against whatever minor bliyas are left. But you don't need shishim. Just keep on repeating it. Yeah, Shmuel.
If you would say chanan v'shari surim, why would that?
Because every time bliyas come out into the water, it's not just bliyas of iser. You also have water, which became nesinas tam because there's no shishim, and the water is becoming intrinsically usser, and the water is also going back in. It's also going back in, so you'll never be able to remove it. You keep on adding more iser and more iser to your pot, because the water becomes intrinsically usser.
But if you don't say chanam, so
then all you're dealing with is the bliyas that come out. So in a chanami, some will go back in, but some will come out. throw it out, and just keep on repeating it until you completely dissolve all the beliefs. Purge all the beliefs. Adriel, yeah?
Okay.
Good. Yosef?
Are we just going to answer for Rabbi Nachman again?
Yeah,
of
course.
We're
going to give answers, yeah. Yeah, this is the kasha. In order to have the teretz, you need to understand the kasha. Okay? Two mahalchim to how to answer this question for Tosfos, which will bring out two massively different understandings of Chanan, and there will be a trivia question along the way, and whoever answers this trivia question will come with me to Eretz Yisrael Bli Nedar on Sunday. Maybe not that far. If Torah pays for it. What?
Through the campaign, I guess.
Oh, through the campaign. That's a good idea. I'll tell them. You know. Fine. Okay. So, two mahalchim. The first mahalach is the Sefer HaTruma and Siman and Beis. We'll make it a Shabbos by my house, okay? We'll do something more feasible. Shabbos by my house. Again, sponsored by Turo, but Shabbos at my house. Sefer HaTruma, Siman and Beis. He said it's a deficit, so what's the difference? More deficit. Sefer HaTruma, Siman and Beis. And the Ran Chul Memdal and Beis. Okay? Says the Sefer HaTruma, the Kasha is not a Kasha. The Pircha is Kaman Delesa. Kami Kar Delesa. Why? What? No. Says Sefer HaTruma. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the Midbar. Chanan, by Shari Surim, is a Din Derabanan. The Klal Yisrael in the Midbar are not bound to later takanas that are going to happen much later, Doros later. They're bound by the Din Deraisa. So, and a Chanami, Tosu says back to Rabbeinu, this Mahalach can say back to Rabbeinu Ephraim, I agree with you that in the Midyan, in the Midbar, and a Chanami, I was also operating without Chanami Shari Surim. I'm talking about Chanami Shari Surim Bizman Hazeh. Nowadays, the later Takana Tanayim Amorayim, that we were Mesakin Chanan Bashari Surim. And so this answers both kashas. Number one, the Raya we just answered. And number two, this also deflects the conceptual chilik that Rabbeinu Ephraim had between Basar Chalav and Shari Surim. And a Chanami, there is a conceptual chilik between Basar Chalav and Shari Surim. I agree to that premise. We, Chazal, the Chachamim, Tanaim, and Amorayim, were Mechadish, a later Takana called Chanan by Shari Surim, Midirabana, to Aser, and to intrinsically Aser, even Shari Surim. Now, what is this Din Derabanan step 2 rooted in? So the Ran and Chulin says, the reason why Chazal were misaking Chanan by Shari Surim was Atu Basar Chalav. Chazal didn't want people to mistake in between the two. By Basar V'Cholav, mi de'oraisa, you need a sheer bittul against the entire Chaticha. If by Nevela, being no same time into Chaticha, we would have allowed people to just have sheer bittul against the Balua, people will think that even by Basar V'Cholav, you only need Shishim against the Cholav or the Basar, but not both. So as a categorical Gzera Atu, we said that by all Isurim, being Basar V'Cholav, being Nevela, Trev and Chaylev, we say you need shishim against the entire chaticha to safeguard the Issa D'Oraisa of Basar Chalav. This is all Mahalach 1 in the camp of Chanan B'Shari Surim. No kasha from Rabbeinu Ephraim in terms of the conceptual chilek. I agree to the conceptual chilek. This is only Din D'Rabbanan. And no kasha from the Ryan Midbar because that was all Dini D'Oraisa. And of course there was no Chanan B'Shari Surim in the Dini D'Oraisa world. This was only a later Takana D'Rabbanan. This is how the Sefer Truma answers the kasha. This was Mahalach 1. Good. Oh, now comes approach 2. This is a good Derech Halimut point right now. If you look at Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, he does not give this teretz. Sefer Truma and Rabbeinu Tam kimat had the same shock of Itaria. Sefer Truma gives this teretz. Rabbeinu Tam does not give this teretz. What does Rabbeinu Tam give? Anybody know? No? Prime? No? No. There's no such thing as Eina Ben Yomo on a Deraisa level. Only Ben Yomo. Says Tosfos, an Okinta! The Torah was never mitzavek Kla Yisrael to be machshir kelim gedolim. And a Chanami that was not included in the tzivoy. And a Chanami, you have no option by kelim gedolim. You have to leave one, if anything. If you want to do Haggalah, Haggalah was only speaking about kelim ketanim. Kelim ketanim, this type of situation. Kelim Gedolim and Echanami Hagal was not an option back then because of Echanami Shari Surim. Oh, now comes the Derech Halima point. So what do you see from Tosos? If he's giving an Okimta and not giving a straightaway answer.
Says
Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Siman Sadi Beis, you see from Shitas Rabbeinu Tam in that he gave an okimta to reject this raya, and he didn't just simply say what the Sefer Truma said, that it's a derabanan, that you see that Tosfos holds Chanan b'shar Yisurim is a din d'oraisa. Yeah?
What's the record?
Oh. So the question becomes, by Basar v'chalav, we understand that there is a makor for why the Shem Isser of Basar v'chalav becomes intrinsically Asr. That is the definition of the Shem Isser. Isser machmas atzma. You can't say in the middle anymore. Isser machmas atzma. Now, of course, we have a makor for Basar v'chalav. The makor for Basar v'chalav becoming intrinsically Asr is lo sedan shel gedi v'chalav imo. Isser machmas atzma. But where did Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam, the Fiyur Akiva Eiger, understand that there is a principle that if nevela was dosing tam into water or into a chaticha, it becomes chanan midoraisa? What's the makor for such a thing? So who wants to tie him? Who wants to throw something out? Yes, Lev?
Sam Kibir.
Explain, Sam.
What is that?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Why?
That's a revised move. You never saw that revised move? He would look at one person and say the other person.
Yeah,
Sam, explain. You know this. You know this cold. You know this cold. You've said this to me multiple times, but not in this direct way. Tom Kicker. What do you know about Tom Kicker? You know a lot. Yeah, what else do you know about Tom Kicker? You've been saying this to me three times already this entire year in different ways.
You told me this in...
Yeah, you got this, Sam. You got this.
I mean, I'm sure if you say this, I'll remember.
Of course. New? Sheer 3. He knows numbers.
Sheer 3.
He knows numbers.
Nepach
Lisser. Okay. So, says the Placey, says the Matiyona son, says the Mishnah Rav Aaron, Chulin Siman Tess.
Oh, I texted you about this in meetings.
Yes, you did. Placey, Siman Tzadi Beis, Rav Aaron, Kotler, and Chulin Siman Tess, Yad Avram, all say that this is rooted in Tam Ke'iker, Lishitase of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, who's quoted by the Rosh and Zion Lamed Zion, holds a very unique way of understanding Tam Kicker, that says Rabbeinu Tam in the Rush, that when Nesinas Tam happens into Heter, the Heter is Nehepach Lios Aser, and you get Malchus al Kol Kazayis v'Kazayis. Every Kazayis of the Tarovis becomes characterized by the Nevela, and you get Malchus on every Kazayis v'Kazayis. So says the Placey, says Rav Aaron, says the Zachronim, Rabbeinu Tam is the Shitase. What's the Mekor Doraisa of Chanam Ashar Yisurim being Daraisa? Tam Kicker Daraisa. And the specific version of Tam Kicker, the Fear of Beinu Tam, which is that Kol HaHeter Nehepach Lios Aser, every Kazayis and Kazayis becomes characterized by the Nevela, and so you're increasing the volume of Iser, and that's why, in this case, you need a Shir Bittul against the entire Chaticha, even though the Torah never Asered Nevela and water, but the Torah did Aser Nevela Tam Kicker, which is Mehapich. It's Mehapich. So you need a sheer bittul against the whole thing, and that's the Mekor Deoraisa for Chanan b'shar Yisurim being Deoraisa. Yeah, you want to add it? Says Sam, he took it away from me. Good, I'm very happy. Says, oh, by the way, Lev, you got Shabbos in my house. Oh, but now you're getting married. Okay, so that's you both, because he says Mahapich. Okay, but now, yeah, so Sam said, and Sam also got to Shabbos, because he said that point. Very nice. Sam said that this works out a double Lishitase. Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam is Lishitase, and that he holds Tam Kicker's Mehapich, and therefore he was able to say the Chanan b'shar Yisurim is a Din D'oraisa. Yeah, Elio? But Sefer HaTruma held, if you remember from Shir 3, rejected this Mahalach of Tam Kicker. Tam Kicker is D'oraisa, you get Malchus, but you need to consume a Bliyas, a Kazayas worth of Bliyas. You can't just be Mehapich. Mahapich won't give you Kazayas of Malchus. You need to be actually consume a Bliya's worth of Kazayas, a Bliya's of Isser. So Sefer Truma wasn't able to hold Chanan b'shar Yisurim as a Din D'oraisa. He had to say Dirabadan, and lefi the Ran, it'll come out that it's Atu Basar v'Chalav. Ad Khan the Machokesh Rishonim, Ad Khan the answer to Rabbeinu Ephraim, and we just rooted it into two different Mahalchim. The first Mahalch is that it's a Din D'Rabbanan, Atu Basar v'Chalav. The second Mahalch is that it's a Din D'oraisa, rooted in Tam Ke'ikar. And it's Lashitase. Let's end off with two nafkaminas and then Psat Halacha. So nafkamina 1, this is the best part. Nafkamina 1, unless it's Valdashaksu. Nafkamina number 1. Nafkamina 1 is a classic Nafkamina. You should, this should be Baal Peh already by now. What's a classic Nafkamina between Deraisa and Derabanan? Very good, Nishbach. Let's say you have a Suffolk Chanan. If we know Vadai Nevela was nosing Tam into water, and you know you don't have Shishim in the water against the Nevela, so now it definitely became Tam Kikr, and then Nishbach happened. Nishbach happened, and you're misupak whether your Vadai have Shishim against the Nevela, but you don't have Shishim against the entirety of the water. So this should be Tali, says the Prima Gadim. If you hold that Chanan Vishar Yisum is a Din Derabanan, Suffolk Derabanan Lekula by Nishbach, to assume that as long that you we do assert that you had shishim against the entire water because the lemaaseh it's only derabanan. Mashiyankin, if you hold chanam b'shar yisurim the din deraisa, then we have to say suffik deraisa the chumra. And even though vada you had against the balua, but we're mesupik about if you had shishim against the water, suffik deraisa the chumra, you did not have shishim and it will be asur. Classic nafkamina. Let's do one more. Second nafkamina is the following. What was the first method of Bliya's transferring that the Mechara brought down in Siman Kuf Hei? Kavush. Kavush, 24 hours. By now, this is a giveaway for the test. 24 hours. It's saturated into the Chaticha of Isser is in water. So it's nosing Tam into the water after 24 hours. Okay? We had a Mechlokas, Achronim, Tzi Asi for a variation. Fine, that was Kavush. The question becomes, do we say Chanan on the water? Do we say Chanan on the Kavush? It's like not in Shulchan Aruch at all. Pashup Shat, we should say Chanan. Nesinas Tam into the water, and we should say Chanan on the water. Lishari Surim, by Nevela. Oh. Says Yeshuas Yankiv, if you work with Mahalach 1 of the Ran, who says the Chanan Lishari Surim is a Din Derabanan, Atu Basra V'Chalav, that means the Chazal patterned it after Basra V'Chalav. And since we know by Basra V'Chalav, there is a t'nai that in order to be asur min d'oraisa v'basur v'chol, it has to be derech bishul asur Torah and kavush. The Gemara in Pesachim Mem Dalet says is not considered derech bishul for basur v'chol. Chazal will not enact an isur derabanan of chanan atu a basur v'chol derabanan. So kavush b'shari surim will not give you a chanan b'shari surim because it's not safeguarding a d'oraisa basur v'chol. It's only safeguarding a derabanan basur v'chol. And for that reason, says Yeshuas Yaakov, it should come out that by Kavush, which is not Derech Bishul, will be not Chanan. It will be also to drink Alts Tam Kikr, but not Alts Chanan. So you wouldn't need a Shir Bittul against that Kavush water. Masha Enkin, the Prima Gadim says, and the Badi Shulchan, that we should say Chanan, which would be predicated Pashtus on the second Tzad. If you hold, like Rabbeinu Tam, that the din of Chanan B'Shari Surim is rooted in Tam Kikr, we don't care whether or not the Tam was done Ide Bishul or not, as long as there was a transfer of Bliyas and there was a Sinas Tam and there's a principle of Tam Kikr, Zehu, you have Nehapach. You don't need Derech Bishul Asur Torah for Tam Kikr to go into effect. It's in effect once it is there. Or a corollary case the Ram brings down. Let's say you have Lach Balach, cold. Just Lach Balach, Lach Isser and Lach Heter, cold. And they intermingle. You have Tam Kikr, you have Chanan, the Fida second Tzad, but the Fida Ran, if you didn't cook it, you don't have Derech Bishul. Same exact Nafkamina, just in the corollary case of Lach Balach. So Ad Kan, the two Mahalchim, and Ad Kan, the two Nafkaminas, let's just summarize with Psach Halacha. The Turin Siman Tzadi Beis Dalet brings down the Machlokas between Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam. And he paskins like his father, the Rush, that we only say Chanan by Basra B'Chalav and not by Shari Surim. The Beis Yosef in Siman Tzadi Beis says, Linin Halacha, this flows into Shulchan Aruch and Poskei Sfarad, that since the Rambam and the Rush paskin like Rabbeinu Ephraim, and we saw the Rashba also does, and those who argue, he goes with the Tzad, Beis Yosef, that it's only Derabanan, those who argue only hold it to be Derabanan, we can be Mako and reject Chanan and Shari Surim entirely. Because of the Rambam, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Rashba, and only those who argue are only saying it's Derabanan. So we can be Mekel on a Derabanan and not hold of Chanan B'Shari Surim, and that flows into the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kavav and in Siman Tzadi Beis. Masha Enkin, the Poskei Ashkenaz, Darchei Moshe, in Siman Tzadi Beis, which flows into the Ramah in Tzadi Tes Gimel and in Kavav, bring down the Shita of the Ran and the Mordechai, who say we do apply Chanan B'Shari Surim, and the way we go with is Derabanan. This is how the Taz passings as well. It's Chanan B'Shari Surim is only Derabanan. We don't go with Rabbeinu Tam's Shita of Tam Kikr of Nehapach. which may indicate, by the way, the rabbinu, that we don't pask in Napach and Tom Kicker in general by Kazayas. And the Yad Avram also points out, Chazon Ish, that we assume Chana B'Shar Yisroel and the Fidash Kenazim is a din derabbanan. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Feel free to call me or text me. I will send out an email of my phone number, the U.S. number, and just feel free to call me if you have any questions. What time was Shkia?
44.
Right now.
5:45.
Let's see my phone.
It's your last year.